watchers, and welcome back to Spooky Shenanigans, your podcast for all things spooky, creepy, and downright strange. We are your hosts, Nell, and of course the lovely resident skeptic, PJ.
Hello!
And before we jump in, I do just want to give a very quick shout out. If you've been following Spooky Shenanigans for a little while, and like we do, then it would really mean a lot to us if you could hit follow, hit subscribe if you're following and listening to us on YouTube. It really, really helps us out. And, you know, as well as if you're watching on YouTube, hit like, leave a comment. Like I said, it really helps us and makes us feel loved.
Oh, yeah. Nice and warm and cozy. Just like the sea.
Which, you know, to be fair, we definitely need in this weather at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, winter's definitely setting in now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So, this episode, we've covered our fair share of, you know, haunted castles, houses, stuff like that. This episode, we are going to a full-scale haunted island. And I will just say right from the beginning, this is a definite 5 on the Nellometer and a definite... Category 3 in a hell no.
Oh, I can't wait for us to go
that
now.
Right off the bat, there is absolutely nothing that would ever inspire me to go to this place.
Oh, I can't wait for us to buy tents, stay overnight in sleeping bags.
Nope.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Nope. Honey, you are going to have to knock me out to get me on that island because there's no way I am going there on my own free will.
Fine, I got no morals. I'll knock you out for the views. Yep, have we met?
So, listeners, watchers, if you're at all familiar with how we do things here, we are going to jump straight into PJ's opening for
this
episode.
Jumped in premature there. Thanks, Nell. So this one is one that if you are an actual proper horror, supernatural, paranormal fan, you're going to know off the back. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'd say about 75% of what we do, you're going to know what it is if you're a proper supernatural fan. So, and this one is hard not to know. We've covered a couple where the focus has been on this particular household object, normally associated with creepy children, and we know that Nell is a big fan of these particular objects.
No.
No. 5 Nellometers. Nope.
Very much nope. All the nope. Yeah. There's not enough nope in this world.
But without giving too much of the story away, because again, I know Nell did my job for me last week by dismissing the devil destroying the roof as structural issues with the house. I don't want to do her job this week, so I'm just going to say this. Picture this, we're drift Sochimilco, which is, I'd say, about an hour, I think it's south of Mexico City in Mexico, to a small secluded island with a hauntingly peculiar legacy. Trees are draped with hundreds of lifeless eyes and twisted smiles, and they are coming from dolls. And these dolls tell a story more chilling than the last. More chilling than Chillingham Castle, at least.
I like what you did there.
And if you haven't listened to that, go and listen now. But this isn't just a tale of forgotten toys. It's a journey into the heart of a caretaker's eerie obsession and a spirit's unsettling plea. So stay tuned as me and Nell unravel the mysteries of Mexico's infamous Island of the Dolls, or more accurately, and excuse my pronunciation, Isla de las Muñecas.
Hey, over to you, Nell. I thought I'd have that, I think.
Gracias, señor.
Well, now you're showing off.
When the, you,
well, haven't yet.
I hand the creepy hand mic to you now. I don't know what I'm doing, so yeah, put it through the screen again. Yoink.
Yoink. Okay, so let's get into it. Within the city limits of one of the world's biggest metropolises, Mexico City, lies one of the last remnants of the Aztecs. Xochimilco is a World Heritage Site, a vast network of canals and tiny artificial islands called, and forgive my pronunciation here, Chinapas, where locals live and grow crops. One such Chinampa, deep in the heart, has long since been devoid of people and instead houses a few small huts, outnumbered by thousands of mutilated, decaying dolls.
Ooh, sexy. If anything says aphrodisiac, it's a decaying doll.
I mean, to be fair, we did have that conversation about Robert the Doll being in the like in the same bedroom as Robert and his wife, and yeah, that must have been such a big mood killer.
I'm a very visual person, so words fail me right now, but the images don't, and it's horrible.
You're welcome.
I just feel sorry for the viewers and listeners next season when I actually incorporate videos and pictures into these so I can extract the image and shove it onto screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably get banned. We'll probably get the channel banned. Anyway.
Anyway. So, it never used to be known as the Island of the Dolls, but in the 1950s, a gentleman called Don Julian Santana Barrera, for some unknown reason, decided to leave his wife and young child and go to live on this island completely by himself. Now, the stories differ very slightly because it's said that when he reached this island, he either found a body of a young girl or found her drowning and attempted to rescue her but was unsuccessful. Impacted him a great deal. Mm. And it's said that a day or two later, in the same place where he had found her, he found this doll floating in the water. And so, again, some say that he did it as like tribute to the young girl. Others say that he did it as a way of protecting himself and the island, or even the young girl in the spirit world. But either way, he hung this doll up but on a tree near where she had been found. And after that, things take a rather macabre turn.
Good, good. Keeps it interesting. I mean, how much more macabre than a drowning kid can you get, really?
Oh, you just wait. Like I said, this place is a definite 5 on an elometer.
We're going.
No, we're not. Absolutely not. Anyway, moving on. So he would then go on to start collecting these dolls. And it wouldn't, it didn't matter what kind of condition they were in. They could have been in, you know, terrible condition or brand new. But either way, he would start collecting them and hanging them all around this island. And he would claim that he was doing it as a way to try to
appease the spirit?
Appease the spirit, yes, of yeah. this young girl, because she claimed, or rather he claimed that she was haunting him. And each night she would appear to him and he would hear this child screaming, "I want my doll, I want my doll." And so
I've given you 100 fucking thousand dolls. How many more do you want?
Right?
But I want my doll.
My doll, yes, exactly. And like I said, he would go on to continue doing this. And this went on for a good 50 years.
That's dedication. Yeah. A lot more dedication than he showed to his wife and kid.
Right? And it actually became a thing where he would trade things like the crops that he grew and things like that for dolls, simply to be able to hang them up. So this became just like an obsession for him.
I've got many questions, but the one right now is relevant. Why not just move off this island?
I've no idea.
Like, what?
Yeah, I know. Like, don't get me wrong, I like my solitude as much as the next person, but this is going a little bit OTT even for me.
Yeah, same. If I was on an island and some creepy thing was screaming at me every night, I know that's quite normal for kids to, you know, be creepy and scream at you every night, but why not? I'd just take the next boat out of there. Okay, I get that it's on this really weird riverbank and everything, but he got there. He can get out of there. I just don't. I got so many questions and so little time.
I think he felt like maybe it was kind of his responsibility to, you know, like, look after this island and to try to appease this spirit.
Unless... but I don't want to go into it yet because these are my theories, so I'll save these for later.
Okay.
I just don't want to get ahead of myself for once.
So it said that locals claimed because at some point he would actually start allowing people onto the island and it became a real kind of dark tourist destination. In the end, and he would charge for like photos and stuff of the dolls. Not very much, I don't believe, but it was still like it quickly became quite this really macabre destination to visit.
A bit like Robert the Doll's place then, but not as easy to get to.
Not as easy to get to. Oh, heck no.
You are committed if you go to that place.
Oh yeah. If nothing else, he was absolutely committed, hands down, to this. It's just remarkable.
Yeah.
However, so things took an even stranger turn upon his death. So it said that his nephew went out to visit at one point to help him with like planting and things like that. And apparently the nephew left him for a couple of minutes to go off and do whatever, or to maybe fetch something or something like that. And he returns to find his uncle dead, drowned. Now, the really weird thing about this. He was found in exactly the same place as the girl had been all those years ago.
Yeah.
Go on, okay. I can tell you want to say something.
Well, supposedly he was the only one there to find the girl, so we're just going on what he says, right? But either way, it's still symbolic whether it was there or whether he found her at the local McDonald's, chuck her on the boat and dragged her back to the island. I mean, yeah, it's still quite symbolic that he died there, chose to die, murdered by a vengeful spirit. It's a theory later.
Got one.
Why would she be vengeful, you ask? Well, dear listeners and watchers, you just wait. I'd say I've had my caffeine tonight, but it's caffeine-free.
I have a feeling I may know where you're going with this theory, but we'll wait and see.
That's why I'm holding back. I need a bit more evidence. Not that I get much on this podcast, but, you know.
Yes, dear.
Woo! Within the first 20 minutes.
I haven't done one of those yet, so sneak one in there. So, locals claim to this day that the dolls come to life at night, animated by the spirits of the dead. They say the dolls whisper, whistle, move their limbs and turn their heads of their own accord, hoping to lure the unwary to a watery death in the island's canals. And others say, it's just the wind.
The thing is, what's the point? There's no one around you for 10 miles. Who are you fucking whistling to? It takes me 2 hours to row up there. When just at your local pub in Mexico, and you know, you wear the spoons in Mexico City, and you hear, you're like, oh, it's the island of dolls. Best go up there and get murdered. Take me 2 hours to get there, though. Bollocks. Like you said, it's just the wind.
Yeah. I mean, the boatsmen who take the boats to and from and like around the island to go to various places, they do claim that the entire area just feels off and wrong. And apparently one of the boatmen at one point was actually possessed when he came close to the island. I don't know all the ins and outs of that particular story, but that's just what I read. Don't shoot the messenger.
Oh, Barbie was having an episode that night, was she? Fantastic, fantastic. But yeah, of course it would whistle around there. There are loads of dolls. Have you seen the dolls? Some have got no limbs. And what happens when wind goes through holes?
It's horrific. Absolutely. Yeah, they're horrible.
Why are they all nude? Why, give the dolls their dignity. Stick a dress or a pair of shorts on them.
Yeah, but like, I imagine that that was because they've been there for so long that they've just kind of disintegrated over time.
Okay. Whoever's looking after the island can go back and dress them up for another 50 years.
Well, that's just the thing. No one lives there now. It's literally
just spray paint them.
Yeah, it's literally just the dolls there. Like, no one lives there, no one goes there to look after them.
I wonder how easy it is to get a Mexican visa. I can work remotely.
Where's honey, you're going alone, okay? I'm staying right here, thank you very much.
I'm sure you and Bernie would love it as a holiday destination. So
Absolutely not.
If I ever surprised you with a trip to Mexico, you know where we're going.
No.
We're going to Cancun.
Sure. So, either way, they say it's wise to offer the dolls as a gift as soon as you set foot on the island. Yeah. Who knows? If you don't, you could meet the same fate as Don Julian Santana Barrera.
Hmm. Well, death is going to meet us all at some point, so we all have the same fate eventually, don't we? Though it does sound quite fun drowning on an island of dolls. But who drowned him? Or did he slip in and drowned? Or have you seen the autopsy? Is it real, Mel?
But to be fair, I would not put drowning on top of my list of ways to go. That's just there.
Nah. No, I've heard that's one of the worst.
Mm.
Not from people speaking from experience. I mean, just the science behind it. That's just like slowly suffocating from the inside out. I mean, I suppose if you're burning, the smoke would knock you out before and your senses would all be burned quite quickly.
Yeah,
I don't really fancy carrying on this conversation. It's kind of gross.
No, should we move on?
Yeah. We agree on something.
It can happen.
Yeah, I know, right? How boring.
So, the Island of the Dolls has come up quite a bit in like various TV shows. Quite a few ghost investigators have gone there to investigate the place, as well as of course, the BuzzFeed Unsolved boys, Ryan and Shane. And it has actually also featured in its very own film called Island of the Dolls, and that apparently came out in 2018, which might be worth a look. I might have to check it out and report back.
Please, if it's anything like that terrible Robert the Doll film.
Oh god, please let me know. Oh god, we don't talk about that film. We do not talk about that film.
I just remember receiving a video from you. One of my favourite things to do is watch bad horrors, because I'm just laughing more than anything. They are funnier than comedies. Oh, and I just... there are so many, I just don't want to talk about them right now. But
We'd be here forever.
Yeah, we could have a whole episode just on talking about those.
Yeah. That Robert the Doll film was just... terrible. It disappointed my horror side so much, but it kind of made up with it with the humor at all, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because it's not trying to be funny. It's so bad. Yeah. It's funny. It's like a whole new level of comedy. And that's exactly. That's my favorite kind of comedy. I'm just crying, laughing. You know, so you just can't stop crying because it's so funny and so bad. And those are just genius films because the people think they're actually making something good.
Too much.
What a sad little life, Jane.
At some point, I will find this Under the Dolls film and then I'll get back to you on how good/terrible it is.
Oh my god, we should do that in the future. We should just do a recording of us watching the whole film and our reactions.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Listeners, watch us. If you'd be interested in that, let us know.
Yeah, if you want us to put on like a new YouTube playlist where we just react to bad horror films, let us know.
That could be a lot of fun.
Right, listeners and watchers, so that's pretty much the story of the Island of the Dolls. Now I want to kind of cover theories, because I've got a lot of questions, as I've hinted at throughout the podcast. But I'm going to start at the beginning. So, first one, why the hell did he leave his wife and kid?
I have no idea. And to be honest, I don't think anyone knows.
Okay, well, I'd like to find out that, because that would kind of maybe play into why he ended up on this remote island in the first place. Second thing is, found a girl drowning but couldn't save her, or found a dead body, and then but then they're so far away from civilization, supposedly. Who did he report this to, and what was
exactly
the investigation?
Yeah,
there's so many like holes in this. I'd love to get hold of the police report and have a look. Not that I speak Spanish, but I'm sure I can run it through Google Translate. And then why did he feel so strongly compelled to look after this so-called spirit? I mean, if I've just come on to a new island, I've got nothing keeping me there, no history with it, no people I know, and you've just, I don't know, run away from your wife and kid because they're annoying, let's say. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt, right? And then you get on an island, you find a dead body, spirit starts haunting you. Why would you be like, do you know what? I'm going to stick around. I'm going to stick around for 50 years, stick loads of dolls on, make the place really, really creepy for me to live in. You just go to another island, surely. What? please help me with this insanity.
Yeah, I mean, in so far as the dolls collecting, a part of me does wonder if he maybe had some kind of like mental illness and like obsessive kind of. Mm. I don't know.
My other angle to that is guilt. And abandoning his child. And this kind of could play Ooh. Into, you know, abandoning his child. It could be his way of fulfilling his role as a parent. The only way he knows.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
And it also plays into the fact that none of the dolls on the island, I don't know if you knew this, none of the dolls on the island have a name except one, which is called Augustine or Augustinus or something like that, which I think is it's a little girl doll.
Okay.
So whether that's the girl that drowned, the daughter he left behind, and it's one of the oldest dolls on the island, so it was there from the start.
Yeah. So, that could have been like the original doll that he'd found, because I do know that he had like his favorite doll that he had made like a shrine to in one of the wooden huts.
Yeah, I think that's her. And it's the only one, funnily enough, who's still got any clothes on.
Ah, wow.
Yeah. So that's my thing there. The whole spirit thing, well, as usual, I think it's a load of bollocks, but
of course you do, darling.
How else are you gonna make money? You got two options. I tell the truth that I've abandoned my family. All people are going to pay me money. Or I say that I found a dead girl. Aren't I a wonderful person? I'm appeasing her spirit with all these dolls. But if you don't give them gifts, they will haunt you. Okay, have some pesos. I was a racketeer, mate. Got to give him credit, though.
Yeah, and I mean, from what I've heard, so he was a very, very religious person. And so,
Catholics.
Sorry, say again.
Catholics, you know, Mexican, Spanish.
Yeah, and so, like I said, maybe he felt like he has like a duty, like a religious duty or obligation to look after, like her spirit.
And then monetize it with tourists. I'm on to his bullshit.
Hey, everyone's got to eat.
He had corn. He had corn. He was trading it for dolls. He either had a weird obsession or he was hustling. But, you know, this case, as usual, remains unsolved.
So even if, like, this place wasn't covered in creepy ass dolls and supposed haunting and all that,
yeah,
just the spiders there would be enough to put me off, I think.
Nope. No.
No. not all about that life. Now, the ones that we get over here, I'm fine. I can deal with. Like, in my old workplace, I was called the spider lady because whenever anyone found a spider in the room, I'd always get the call of, so I'd have to go in with my mug and my piece of paper and scoop it up for them while they're all hiding on the other side of the room. But, yeah, with spiders that big, who could probably eat a baby goat if they wanted to. Nah.
I'm just looking at spiders in Mexico. I shouldn't have looked at that. But yeah, that's definitely off the visiting list. We're not doing that. Now I'm looking in every
corner
of my head.
There we go.
That shit's real. I don't want one of those biting me. My arm falling off.
I told you. This was on my hell no list for a very good reason.
Oh, I just thought you were talking about creepy dolls, but now I'm like, now I'm seeing black shadows in every corner. Ugh. Right, I'm burning this cottage down. Hasta la vista. No. Yeah, it's definitely a 5 on the pedometer.
I told you. Didn't say I didn't tell you.
Nope.
So, listeners, watchers, what are your takes on it all? Is this island horribly haunted by the spirit of a little girl who was taken far too soon and is looking for some kind of vengeance? Or is it all, as PJ has alluded to, just a big pile of money-making hooks pocus? Let us know your views. And as always, I am Nell. I've been joined by my lovely co-host PJ.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. And as always, dear listeners, dear watchers, stay spooky.
Bye.